I remember reading a story to some of my children when they were younger. It wasn't from a religious book, and there was a line in the story that expressed a value that I didn't necessarily agree to. And as we were about to get to that line, I did that which I thought was the most logical thing to do at the time. I simply skipped it. And I remember thinking right after I did that I missed an opportunity. That as much as I would like to protect and insulate my children from values that I don't share, the reality is they'll eventually be exposed to them. And when they are, I'd rather be there to respond to them. Torah describes the Jewish people about to enter into the land of Israel, a land in which they'll encounter nations with idolatrous and immoral behaviors and practices which were completely antithetical to Torah living. And the Torah warns the Jewish people, you're about to be exposed to those practices. Lo silmod lasos, do not learn from them to perpetuate those behaviors. Rashi quotes that the sages saw a very interesting implication in the language the Torah uses. You may not learn to perpetuate those behaviors yourselves, but you may learn from them, Rashi says, to understand them, to be able to teach your children, do not do like this. Lo sasa kach v'kach. You see those things, children? We don't act that way. We don't behave in that manner. We don't believe in those things. The Torah recognizes that some of the greatest teaching opportunities we have are when we respond to behaviors that we don't agree with, to values that we don't share. Like it or not, our children will be exposed to inappropriate behaviors. They'll be exposed to a customer that yells at a waiter publicly in a restaurant. They'll be exposed to a baseball player, be it professional or on their own league, who yells at an ump, a coach, or their own teammates. They'll be exposed to dangerous behaviors, children riding bikes without helmets, or a bunch of teenagers smoking on the corner. If when we see those things with our children, we're silent, our silence is acquiescence that it's okay to behave that way. And it's in those moments that we have to engage them. Engage a dialogue. Remember what you saw? It's not really so appropriate. What did you think about that? How should we have behaved in that opportunity? Those are the golden opportunities that we have to teach our children by responding to things which were inappropriate. Much of our teaching comes from modeling appropriate behavior, but there's certain things which we just can't model. And we teach by responding, by actually reading a line in a book that we don't totally agree with and engaging the dialogue. What did you think about that? I actually think the Torah says this about that. And we teach our children through those opportunities the values that we'd like them to have, even if we can't model, but we use every opportunity we have to instruct and share the value system that we have. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.